Unit 6, Track 10, Farming in the Sky.
Welcome back, everybody. We're here talking with Benjamin Swan about his vertical farming project in Singapore. So, how many kilograms of strawberries are you producing now?
Now we're producing about 400 kilos on 54 square meters. We've just introduced bees to help with the pollination. Pollination was done by hand before. It's very labor-intensive. And you'll never get it as perfect as a bee. By bringing the bees into the space, we're expecting the yield to rise by about 45%.
So now you're growing lettuce, cherry tomatoes, arugula, basil, two types of kale, and strawberries. What's next? What else do you want to grow?
We can grow almost anything in this space. We've grown every single leafy green and edible flower. Almost anything is possible with indoor farming. Obviously, some products aren't feasible to grow indoors, those that have a very long life cycle. So we need to choose products that have a shorter life cycle.
When you look at the entire business model of vertical farming, there are high startup costs where a lot of money is required for equipment and technology. How long did it take you to break even? To become profitable?
It took about 3 years to get there.
Can you talk about your profit margins? What are they like?
The margins are very profitable here. We've made some changes in the produce that we're growing right now. We were growing cherry tomatoes, for example, but with the strawberries now becoming our hero product, we want to expand on them. As our consumers' demand change, we can change with them.
How many tons of vegetables or fruits do you sell every year?
We sell almost 5 tons of produce per month. That's both wholesale and retail partners.
What are your expansion plans? Which cities do you want to be in?
Well, we've got to focus on Asia Pacific for now, but I want to be in every major city across the globe in the future.
In a land with limited land resources like Singapore, vertical farming has received a lot of support when it comes to food security. But there are some who argue that vertical farming requires a lot of energy use. How would you respond? And is it a sustainable form of agriculture, in your opinion?
I believe it is. Thanks to vertical farming, less produce is wasted, less energy is needed for transportation, and less land is required to produce the products than in traditional farming. In fact, vertical farming uses 95% less water.
Where do you see the future of vertical farming? What will it be like?
Vertical farming is going to be a supplement to all farming systems. We will produce fruits and vegetables that can't be grown locally all year round. And then we can work with outdoor farmers to help them integrate smart technology to help them optimize their farming.
So, do you see vertical farming existing alongside traditional farming?
Yes, I do. What we're doing here with indoor farms is something that you can never do with outdoor farming. One day you'll get temperature change and cloud cover. So with our environment, we can find out the precise way to grow the product as optimally as possible. And then taking that data to outdoor farms, we can help outdoor farms optimize their crop management.
You and your business partner, Martin, are both in your 30s. Are you both what some people call the next generation of farmers?
I guess we are.